Mattel's Barbie Love Girl Scouts doll arrived in stores last week. The doll is part of a new partnership between toy company Mattel and the Girl Scouts of America. The doll wears a pink and green uniform, holds a bag with phrases like goal setting and money management printed on it, and wears high-heeled hiking boots.
As part of the partnership, the Girl Scouts are offering their first ever badge from a corporate sponsor. It's the Be Anything, Do Everything badge.
The Girl Scouts say the partnership promotes diverse career opportunities for girls. Some critics have said Barbie is a bad role model, bringing age-inappropriate sexualization and corporate branding.
Susan Lynn joins us now. She's the director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, which has been opposing the Mattel Girl Scouts partnership. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm happy to be talking about this to you.
Well, the Barbie Loves Girl Scouts doll, as we said, hit the stores last week. Can you describe it in your words for us?
Sure. It's a, you know, it's a typical Barbie doll. It's got on pink petal pushers and, you know, a little top and a badge. And since Barbie cannot put her foot down, it's got high-heeled hiking boots.
Mm. And what do you think about how she looks as a representative of, in a way, the Girl Scouts?
Well, it's hard to see how anybody can go hiking in heels, really. You know, the Girl Scouts are about they're about health for girls and leadership. Barbie is really, you know, about an impossible body image, about fashion, and also about consumption. So, you know, it doesn't seem like a good fit to me. And really, I think, you know, Mattel paid the Girl Scouts $2 million to, you know, advertise Barbie to especially their youngest members.
And by the way, we do have a picture of the new Barbie Loves Girl Scouts doll up on the Central Time Facebook page if you want to check it out and see what you think about the way they handled it. And it seems as though this outreach, you know, an attempt to, you know, from the Barbie half of things, at least, to attach itself to, you know, a wholesome brand, the Girl Scouts, and maybe bring in some more empowerment. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, there are a couple of things wrong with it. First of all, the Girl Scouts shouldn't be advertising anything, and they should not be turning their youngest Scouts into walking advertisements for anything. So, you know, whether it's Barbie or not, this partnership is an exploitation of children. So that's one thing to think about. The other thing is that Mattel and Barbie are positioning this as, you know, being about careers and how Barbie has had 150 careers. But really, she hasn't had 150 careers. She's had 150 outfits. And it's not even a question about, you know, whether girls should play with Barbie. They shouldn't play with Barbie. The point is that the Girl Scouts should be commercial-free, and they shouldn't be promoting a doll and a brand that actually undermines their message.
If girls are going to buy a Barbie anyway and may not be exposed to Girl Scouts, why not a Barbie, and why not a Barbie that introduces them to this this way of life that the Girl Scouts goes for, the empowerment, the outdoorsiness, the can-do attitude? Isn't that a positive thing?
You know, Mattel, I expect, didn't do this because they were going to be introducing girls to the Girl Scouts. Girls are already introduced to the Girl Scouts. I mean, they know about the Girl Scouts. There are Girl Scout troops, and, you know, so that isn't, you know, the point of this. The point of it, I believe, is that the Girl Scouts needed money, and Mattel, you know, wanted, you know, as you said, to present a wholesome image for Barbie. It is ironic that this came about, you know, just as, you know, Barbie was, you know, prominently featured in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Right. So you see it as a counter move? Is that what you're getting at, a way to counteract that?
I think that, you know, Mattel is looking to minimize the, you know, the sexualization aspect of Barbie, the fact that she promotes, you know, really an impossible, you know, body type, and that they are doing, you know, everything they can to promote their brand to young children, including co-opting organizations whose reputation is built on being good for girls.
I suppose one thing about this Barbie is that she's not a girl. She looks like she, I guess she could be a leader, a troop leader, but she's not a girl herself, and she does have this, you know, impossible hourglass figure. What kind of message do you see that sending to girls?
We pass our values on to children through the stories we tell them and the toys that we give them. And so when Barbie gets associated with the Girl Scouts, which, you know, has a reputation for promoting health and being good for girls and promoting, you know, good values, the message that girls are getting is that the Girl Scouts approve of Barbie and that Barbie is a good role model for them. I mean, and the thing is that you can't, you know, you can't legislate or control what messages kids get from any kind of branding. So, you know, they maybe, you know, if they're getting messages about careers, which I don't actually think they are, but if they are, they're also getting messages that this is how women are supposed to look.
Now, there was some interesting research that your group has been trying to get out there. You've been in opposition to this partnership, and some of this research shows that Barbie, at least according to this one group, this one research vehicle, shows that girls exposed to Barbie seem to feel they have fewer career options instead of more. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I believe that was out of University of Washington, and what the researchers found is that when girls play with Barbie, even if it's Barbie as in a profession, as opposed to one of the blatantly sexualized outfits that Barbie wears, that actually they end up seeing less options for girls' careers than they do for boys' careers.
I guess we don't know why that is, but why do you think that is?
I think that the focus of Barbie, when girls play with Barbie, that the focus is so much on her appearance and on her body and on accessorizing and on different outfits and on her hair. That the girls, when they play with Barbie, first of all, you know, they admire her and want to be like Barbie, but also that they're not thinking about careers. They're thinking about, you know, what's the next outfit they should put on Barbie.
Well, we've got a caller now. Tina is joining us from Medoro. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I had three sons that went through Boy Scouts, one of them up to Eagle, one still working on it, and a daughter that I enrolled in. Go on with your Barbie doll, whatever, because Boy Scouts actually teach people to do something. If they're not running around selling cookies or selling fruit, it's incredibly overpriced program, and they don't really teach, teaching self-esteem and teach them to make a bloody fire and how to handle a knife. I mean, the books for Girl Scouts are $32. The books for Cub Scouts were $9. And it lasted. The difference in the program, play with the bloody doll. It won't make any difference.
All right. Thank you for your thoughts, Tina. And what do you have to say to that, Susan?
I think that I'm not an expert on Girl Scout troops, but my understanding is that what the troops do really varies from troop to troop. And, you know, we've heard from Girl Scout troops who have refused to do this badge. I mean, no, it's not actually a badge, it's a patch. They were refusing to promote Barbie, and they're interested in doing other things with girls. So I'm not here to, you know, criticize the Girl Scouts or their programming. I'm concerned about this particular partnership.
Well, we are talking right now with Susan Lynn, director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. We're talking about this partnership between Mattel's Barbie brand and the Girl Scouts. There is a Barbie Love Girl Scouts doll, which just came out last week, and there is a Barbie-themed patch that girls can earn as well. And we're wondering what you think about this partnership and whether you approve or whether you think that maybe, as our guest does, it sends the wrong message to girls. We're talking about the partnership between Girl Scouts and Mattel's Barbie brand right now. The Girl Scouts are offering a Barbie-themed Go Anywhere, Do Everything patch, and Mattel is selling a Barbie Loves Girl Scouts doll as part of this partnership. Susan Lynn joins us. She's the director of the campaign for a commercial-free childhood, and in just a moment, we're also going to check in with Lee Snodgrass, communications director of the Northwestern Great Lakes chapter of the Girl Scouts.
And you can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. What do you make of this partnership between Barbie and the Girl Scouts? Good way to draw more girls to the Girl Scouts tent. Call in at 800-642-1234 or post over at the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go now to Lee Snodgrass. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what do you make of this partnership as part of the Girl Scouts organization? Do you see this as a positive thing?
We really do. When Girl Scouts of the USA considers any partnership, the first thing that they ask is, will this benefit girls? And girls play with dolls, and girls play with Barbie, and we want to be where the girls are so that we can expose them to the great opportunities of becoming part of Girl Scouts and what that organization has to offer.
And what about what critics are saying, what we've been hearing from Susan Lynn, that this is, first of all, an unrealistic body image, not necessarily a good role model for girls and, you know, who can hike in high heel boots?
Right. Well, Barbie always does sort of take it up a notch fashion-wise. We do acknowledge that this Barbie is not for all families, and people can choose to buy her and have her in their homes or not. But really what the Girl Scouts believe is that we have 59 million Girl Scout alumni in the world, from Sheryl Sandberg to Condoleezza Rice, and we think that girls look to these real women as role models, not to dolls. We believe that personifying Barbie and suggesting that she's a role model gives it far more influence than it really is. She's a tool for imaginative play that lets girls explore some of the possibilities that are available to them as they move into the world.
Then why choose Barbie? Because she's such a controversial choice. If you have these real-world role models like Condoleezza Rice and I think you said Sheryl Sandberg, why not let girls look to those models instead of this idealized version?
Well, one of the previous callers did talk about some of our programming books, and all of those do talk about those women and talk about the leadership skills and qualities that they have. But really, Barbie is very iconic. It's hard to deny that Barbie is not a part of the childhood of most girls. Most mothers growing up remember their Barbie doll and playing with it. And this really was an opportunity for us to get in front of new audiences through that love of Barbie and expose girls to the idea of Girl Scouts. And as you've mentioned, she's accessorized with things like a bag that talks about the five financial literacy skills that they gain when they sell cookies. And she's given, you know, albeit high-heeled hiking boots, you're right, she is giving the appropriate gear to be ready to go out into the wilderness and that kind of thing. So Barbie was a logical choice in terms of being something that would appeal to girls and expose them to our organization.
How is the Girl Scout Barbie selling, do you know?
The Girl Scout Barbie is actually not yet in our shop or in local stores, but we have had lots of inquiries, and obviously the national media has brought it to the attention, and we have a lot of families that are interested and excited about it.
And do you expect it, our projections, that Barbie will be a recruitment tool and she will bring new girls into the Girl Scout organization? Is that the hope?
I don't think I'd go so far as to actually label it as a recruitment tool, but we do know that there is obviously an appeal to her, and the girls who are already Girl Scouts and are already playing with Barbies at home are excited in some of the sort of behind-the-scenes research where they've exposed girls to the Barbie early on. The kind of things that they were doing and playing with her were like, you know, let's go sell cookies, and I'm going to put the tent up, and I'm going to build the campfire. So girls were already really excited to sort of do some of those things that they do in real life in sort of a play-acting creative way with their friends.
Well, Lee, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Lee Snodgrass, Communications Director of the Northwestern Great Lakes Chapter of Girl Scouts. And we continue on now with Susan Lynn, who is the Director of Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. And we've got a lot of callers on the line, too. So we're going to go first to Jerry in Waukesha. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
What do you think?
Well, like I explained to the woman that answered the phone, my son's a Boy Scout. He's almost a Star Scout, which is like two ranks below Eagle. And they don't have any G.I. Joes or any, Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestling memorabilia. Australia figures. They don't have any role models. The role model is their character and the Scout Oath, which I can't recite from memory here now.
Sure.
But to me, it's a crock. To me, it's a marketing campaign for Mattel. Maybe it's a profit center for the Girl Scouts of America because they get a portion of those proceeds from the sales of those dolls.
All right.
It's the wrong role model to me. Like I told the lady that answered, it's a little girl's fantasy.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts. And it's an interesting allegory there. You know, not so much of a stretch. The Boy Scouts don't have a Ken doll who's a Boy Scout Ken doll. So do you think that there's something about girls and dolls that the Girl Scouts are honoring here? Or are they taking this too far? Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were talking to me. Well, you know, I absolutely agree with Jerry. And I'm sorry that Lee's not still on the phone, because one question I have is, would the Girl Scouts have entered into this partnership, which includes not just the doll, but turning their youngest Scouts into walking advertisements for Barbie? Would they have entered into this if Mattel hadn't been paying them $2 million? Also, you know, the idea that Barbie is just a doll, I mean, research actually belies that. Research shows that girls 5 to 8, which is the exact age targeted by the Barbie-Girl Scout partnership, that those young girls who are exposed to Barbie report more dissatisfaction with their own bodies. And also, when the American Psychological Association Task Force on the Sexualization of Girls came out, they singled out dolls like Barbie for presenting a limited, quote, objectified sexuality that is particularly harmful to girls, to the doll's target market, which is, you know, 5 to 8-year-olds.
Well, we appreciate that call, Jerry. And we're going to move next to Bonnie joining us in Rice Lake. Hey, Bonnie.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just, you know, once again, you mentioned the research behind the dolls. I think that there's a lot more that goes into a young girl's life other than just playing with Barbie. Because the Barbie doll is a doll. It started back when I was young, the 60s. And 70s, I played with Barbie, and it no way defined who I was or who I became. In no way did I ever think that my body was going to be like Barbie doll.
So you're saying there's too much brouhaha over this, putting too much weight on a single doll.
I think so. I think there's just too much weight being put on this doll. It is a doll. I was in Girl Scouts. I was a Boy Scout leader. I think the important aspect is, what are parents going to do with the doll? How are they going to help their child? How are schools, you know, fostering positive body images of girls? Not just a doll. It is a doll. That's what it is.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie. Interesting take there. Susan, Bonnie saying so much goes into the character of a girl that you can't possibly put it all on a doll.
Well, you know, it's funny when she said that the doll carries too much weight. Some people would say the doll doesn't. Barbies don't carry enough weight, I would think. But you know, I think that Barbie is one particularly popular icon in a world that in a marketing world that really sexualizes young girls. And that little girls encounter sexualized images, you know, just about everywhere they turn. And so the question in this particular campaign, it's not even whether girls like Barbie, they don't like Barbie. The question is, what is the role of the Girl Scouts in children's lives? And should the Girl Scouts be, you know, embracing and promoting and taking money from, you know, a doll that is actually part of the problem of sexualizing little girls and promoting impossible body type?
Well, as Lee Snodgrass said, she said the Girl Scouts want to go where the girls are, and I guess girls, some of them, like Barbie, and the Girl Scouts want to get as many people into the tent as possible.
Well, is it getting people into the tent, or is it the $2 million? I think, you know, I think that both Mattel and the Girl Scouts are being a little disingenuous about this partnership. If the Girl Scouts really believed that Barbie was such a great role model, then they could have, embraced her and promoted her early on. This is a marketing deal.
All right. Well, thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate that perspective. And let's go next to Bob in Madison. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how's it going? I really appreciate your guest and the cause that she's, putting forward. My background's in marketing, and the short story is Mattel Corporation does nothing without a complete vetting of every aspect of the marketing plan. It will not put $2 million into anything, let alone $2.50. And I was part of the marketing program when Mattel came in and bought Pleasant Doll Company. And right around that time, the decision was made to kick Ken out of the Barbie house. And the thought that goes into that, of course, is that the authority figure was, and I've raised three girls, so I know that as dads, we are constantly trying to slow down the process of the marketing arm reaching into our homes and convincing our girls that they need to be more and they need to do it more often. And so I'm only coming at it from statement is that the corporations don't just enter into these things without knowing that there's an upside, and the upside is convincing girls to buy products, whether it's Girl Scouts, which is, I feel terrible that they're doing that, or Mattel. And that, I'll leave your guests to comment on that.
Thank you so much, Bob, for your thoughts. And Susan, Bob, echoing some of what you've said there about asking too much of girls, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I really appreciate Bob calling in. It's always heartening to hear to people in marketing who, you know, believe that there should be ethical limits about marketing to children. And to Bob, if you can email us at ccfc@commercialfreechildhood.org, I'd love to hear more about, Mattel and the Pleasant Company. I also remember Ken being kicked out of the Barbie house, and in fact, now he's back in, and that's another whole marketing story. This is a marketing deal, plain and simple. If people can go to our website, commercialfreechildhood.org, and sign our petition, because the only thing that is going to stop the Girl Scouts from entering into other partnerships like this, and also from going on with what is a three-year partnership, so we don't even know what's coming besides, the patch turning little girls into, walking advertisements, or the website, which is filled with Barbie dolls that are, in fact, for sale. We don't know what's going to come, and over 5,000 people have already signed our website, including a lot of former Girl Scouts, parents of Girl Scouts, and Girl Scout troop leaders.
And we have to leave it there. Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
We've been talking to Susan Lynn, the director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, talking about the partnership between the Girl Scouts of America and Mattel's Barbie.